The Environmental Department will take feedback on 2-year plans for monitoring water quality and restoring impaired waters. Annette Long, president of environmental group Save Our Suwannee, says even though the department is asking for input, her group remains unhappy that state law allows industries to operate under a system of voluntary pollution reduction. She says a Save Our Suwannee rep plans to ask questions at Tuesday's meeting in Live Oak, including about a measurement known as total maximum daily load, or the amount of pollutants water can hold without causing harm to the ecosystem.
What are quantifiable ways that we know we're doing the right thing for our waters? And how will these new TMDL rules make our water better? Specifically, where in the language is it? Because we just don't see it.
Long says under the current system, springs and rivers have become increasingly contaminated. Her group and others would like to see Florida return to enforcing a statewide maximum water pollution level. The public meetings continue around the state through late March. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.